The Petersburg School District negotiates new contracts with its teachers once every 3 years. The last time, the two groups agreed to a 1% increase per year. Alice Kumps is the president of the Associated Teachers of Petersburg.
We didn't know at that time that our cost of living expenses were going to go up, that inflation was going to be so high, but we were locked into that rate.
Now, Kump says salaries at the school district are lower than most across the state. Kump didn't give specifics as to what teachers are asking for this time around, since they're still actively in negotiations.
We're really just asking for a fair wage increase, fair salary schedule.
Kump says this year the negotiations are more complicated than usual because the school district has so little money to work with. She says that's because of flat state education funding. The state's base student allocation, which is essentially the funding for each student in a district, hasn't increased since 2017. She says the teachers' union understands the position that the district is in.
We do recognize that the district has limited funds.
Kump says the union is concerned about the effects the lack of funding could have on the district.
Regardless of whether or not we get a pay increase, we are worried that we will be looking at cutting programs. So whether that means cutting teachers or cutting programs that our students are used to having in our communities, those are always questions that we are going to be faced with when we don't get the funding that we need.
School Board President Sarah Holmgren is working on the negotiations with the teachers' union. She says the lack of funding from the state is a huge problem. She says if things don't change, eventually the district will have to cut programs and teachers.
The worst case scenario I see happening is you're starting cutting specific programs that aren't required. So you can go down the list of what classes in the middle school and high school that aren't required in order to graduate. In the elementary school, what are not required by state or federal law. Right now, we have class sizes anywhere from 15 to 20 kids. That could look very different when you have one teacher per grade instead of two.
She says years of flat funding from the state have created these problems.
A lot of these concerns could be solved if the legislature did their job and went around the governor. Just said, we got the votes. You can say what you want, but this is what our districts need, despite what your personal vendetta is against public education.
Last year, the House and Senate agreed to one-time funding equivalent to a $680 per student increase. Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoed half of that increase. This year, advocates for local school districts are asking for an increase of more than $1,400. The district also receives funding from the Petersburg Borough. The state caps the amount each municipality is allowed to give a school district. The borough has never funded the school district to that cap. Last year was the first time in more than 20 years that the school district asked for and received a funding increase from the Petersburg Borough Assembly. The borough gave the district $3 million, up from $1.8 million in previous years. Holmgren says that this year, the district plans to ask for the current maximum amount of $3.4 million.
I think they've been really good about going over our budget and seeing how little wiggle room we have. I don't doubt for a second that there'll be lots of questions because that's their job. Their job is to make sure that they're being good stewards of the money that they're turning around and giving to the school district.
Holmgren says that while education funding problems are complicated, the district's negotiation with the Associated Teachers of Petersburg has not been contentious.
You know, we both have the same goal in mind. So I think I'm not too worried about that at all.
The Petersburg Borough Assembly and the Petersburg School Board have a school budget work session scheduled for February 29th. There is no deadline for the teachers' negotiation. In Petersburg, I'm Hannah Flohr.